I grew up in Baltimore in a family with many traditions, and Christmas was no exception. But since I only have 3 minutes, I'll tell you about one special tradition. My mother's parents, my mom and my papa, used to take my sister and me downtown Baltimore about 2 weeks before Christmas to buy presents for our parents. Now, keep in mind, the monetary situation was a little different then. We each got $5 for each parent. And we would go into Hochul's and Hustler's and look all around. But every year, invariably, we would buy for my father a tie or gloves, and for my mother, a blouse or a nightgown. Next year, for my father, a tie or gloves. For my mother, nightgown or blouse. Well, this went on year after year. And now we're talking about the 50s. Well, this went on year after year, and I was getting a little tired of it, even though my parents always were surprised and loved the gift. But before I tell you the next part, let me tell you something about my grandfather, my pop-pop. His name was Leonard Mason. And I thought he was sort of a magician. Because if I would come up with an idea like, I would say, Pop-Pop, I want to be in the audience of a TV show. He would arrange it. And so we were in the audience for Beat the Clock. And that was fantastic as a kid. So I brought this idea up to him. I said, I don't want to give our usual presents to our parents. I would like to make a record. Now, keep in mind, in the 50s, this is not when it was easy to make a CD or anything like that. This was a major thing. And because he was an enabler and he was... he did not respond as a normal adult would, saying, let's be realistic. His response was, I'll see what I can do. This was fantastic. I knew he would be able to do it. I just knew it. Well, when it was time for us to go out shopping in Baltimore, instead of going to Hustler's or Stewart's or one of those stores, he took my sister and me into the studio, a studio, because he was president of Progress Federal Savings and Loan, which was on, I think, Mulberry and Howard at the time. He knew a lot of people. So, again, he was like a magician because he could make things happen. So he must have known somebody who had a studio, and he said, let me rent the studio. My granddaughters want to cut a record. And we did. I played the piano. We played Silent Night. I played Silent Night. We both sang. You could hardly hear us. Piano playing was okay. The singing was pretty bad. Another tradition that's sort of connected with this, we could... let me tell you about this. I said to my grandfather, I said, this, our $10, our $20 total will cover this, won't it? He said, yes. All right, so I'm right at the end when I give the present. We give the present to our parents the night before. It's on Christmas Eve. And we were so excited. And part of what my grandfather gave to us was the joy of giving to other people, which was really cool. We were so excited. They unwrapped the present. They played it, the Silent Night, this record, the 78 RPM record that their children, their daughters had made. And my parents cried. But I know it was a special kind of present from their response. It wasn't unhappiness at all. And it sounded beautiful to them. And I tell you, the gift that I got from this, that my grandfather gave to my sister and me, was we could believe that anything is possible. And that's a great gift.